So who do we have on the line right now? I heard Fred.
Warren.
Warren, hi, Warren. And
that one is over.
And Irvin?
Yes.
Badoop.
Abibu?
Yes, present.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Kim, I assume you're here as well?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. So we have Fred, Jacques, Irvin, Christian, Abibu, Warren, and Kimberly. Since it's two past the hour, I suggest we go ahead and start. So this is the 12th conference call that's the TLDOP Standing Committee, and the goal for main goal for today is to prepare for the ICANN meeting. I sent you guys the agenda a couple days ago with an update last night because I forgot to also share the draft of the CCN, the draft of the presentation for the CCN Zone Members Day, which I added to the agenda as agenda item number 5. But before that, we'll go through the action points, operational status, ICANN 59 meeting agenda, and then discuss the regional workshop in Costa Rica and potential membership of redcarp.uk. And then we summarize with the summary for the TLDOP members and the CNZO community. All right, so let's take it from the top with the action points. And the first action point is Irwin's to contact Greenland once more and check if they're willing to join. Irwin,
I sent a mail to I sent a mail to Patrick and he hasn't answered, so I'll send him another email.
Okay. Is there any possibility that these people will be coming to Johannesburg?
I haven't seen them since Prague, I think it was.
Okay. All right, so give it another try if you will.
Yeah, it's hopeful.
Okay, we'll leave that one. Right. We'll leave it open for now. Action point number 68, to add a secondary email address to the name field and fix mailing list discrepancies. Fred?
No news. Actually, I have to talk to somebody at work. And actually, I don't know whom. Could I talk to...
That's William.
To whom, Jack?
To William?
Yeah.
Or send an email to admin@dns.org.
Okay. I will ask him. I still have the current version of the software, so, but anyway, I just would like to double-check that... I will not make changes to something that is not in production.
Right. Could you try checking with William this week?
Yeah, I will try to do it this week. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, got that. Then we have an action point for Jacques to organize an informal lunch / bar meeting at ICANN 59.
That I have not done.
It shouldn't be too difficult, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Did you still plan to do that?
I got a time. I'll try.
Okay.
Depends on the venue and everything.
Yep. Okay. So then we have something that's also on the agenda, which is Nick CR's email on organizing a CLD op workshop for the region.
So then we exchange a bunch of email with Nick.CR.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just checking. So pretty much. Yeah, the mailing list is on the CCNSO TLDOps. It's not really a TLDOps workshop. It's more of a DDoS mitigation workshop. And they said
oh, okay.
they'd like a representative of TLD Ops to be there to guide the session.
Uh-huh.
But it would be open to everybody.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And the timing is... Because one email says it's August 21st, and then another one is August 28th, and I asked to confirm the date, and they didn't, so...
Would it perhaps be an idea to ask if there's somebody from NICCR in Johannesburg, and if they perhaps would want to join the meeting on the Monday morning, the standing committee meeting, so we can actually discuss it?
Yeah, I can do that.
That would probably be quicker than exchanging all these emails. Okay, so I'll add that to the draft agenda for the Monday meeting. And maybe you can send them an email, Jacques, and to invite them to the meeting. Thanks.
The session is Monday morning, 8 o'clock?
Yes, that's the really, really early session. With coffee, though.
Okay.
Okay. Got that. So then we have 72, send a summary of the TLD ops. I'm confused there. What am I supposed to do there? It says send a summary of the TLD ops list on the TLD ops mailing list. It probably means summary. Well, anyway, I did that. I think I made a typo somewhere. So we'll close that action point because I shared the summary of the last conference call on the mailing list. Then 73 is to discuss with Brett how much time you will be able to commit as a member of the TLD Ops Standing Committee. Jacques?
So he sent me an email to say he'd like to be part of the committee. And then the last discussion we had is because Erwin is now part of CCNSO, then we don't have a non-CCNSO member. And I wasn't sure where we finish on that discussion, if it was okay to bring Nominate on or not. I assume it's okay.
My take on this, Jacques, was that if you look at the geographic distribution, then we're pretty much okay because we've covered all the geographic regions, except that we don't have a CCNSO, a CCTLD who's not a CCNSO member, and you're right about that. But I think that, in my personal opinion, after the workshop in Copenhagen, is that Brett could actually bring something new to the standing committee because as far as I can recall, he had a lot of new ideas, and he was pretty active over there.
Yeah.
But perhaps...
So my vote is... Say,
excuse me?
Sorry.
You were going to say something.
This is Warren. Sorry, go ahead.
Yep. Okay, Jacques, you first.
Something.
Oh, I was going to say that, you know, I'm okay with bringing him on board, so... Plus one for me.
Okay. Warren?
So this is Warren. I'm okay with bringing him on board. I'm just wondering if we're setting a precedent that we need to worry about. Right? Do we have to worry about then other people also wanting to? I know that's a problem, but just worth considering.
Yeah.
Well, the next phase of this is going to be... probably building the framework if we decide to go that way. And if we do, then we'll need more... the community is invited to work on that. But realistically, it's going to be us working on it.
Sorry, I was not following the discussion. I thought that we was bringing Brett on board, but in substitution to the Christian place. I think, because you are leaving, Christian, yeah, or not?
I am. Yes, that would be the idea, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so my take on the Chaco idea was there is I don't have any problem bringing on more people as long as the committee doesn't go too big and we can always use hands. So if he's got some good ideas and is willing to work on them, then by all means.
I agree. At the same time, I also think that Warren has a point because if Brad joined, actually that's the current situation right now. We have, let's say, two CCTLDs in the standing committee from Europe, so that's .dk and .nl right now. We have two from the African region, and the other regions are one. And with Brad joining, that would not change, but still we would have, let's say, an unequal distribution in terms of people across regions. And so far we haven't gotten any questions about that, but perhaps we might get a few questions in the future. So at that point, I think we will need to come up with some sort of policy on how many people from each region we would like to bring on board of the standing committee as a maximum, for example.
Yep. So we're going to always wait until we have that problem and then worry about it, because
yeah,
we might never
that
have
would
that
be,
problem because people might not
yes.
care.
Yeah, that will be my proposal at least. But, of course, I can propose things easily because I'm going to be leaving in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. And you can't wait,
John,
eh?
No, it's not that.
Okay.
What's your opinion, John?
Well, if we're going to make this a working committee, the more hands, the better. Having geographic is an objective, and we can always say that we're looking for more hands from all around the globe.
Yes.
And if we're open
yeah.
about it, then, you know, we cover the bases.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that there are people who have skill set and want to participate seems like a perfectly fine
yeah.
reason to accept them, so... Yeah, whatever.
That's totally true. But we do have a problem because we don't have that much work at all. Let's get real. Come on. Why are we? why anyone would be fighting to control our mailing list?
Well, I think you're right about the current situation, Fred. But if we want to. Maybe this is a question that Jacques should answer, but in my opinion, if you want to do something, if you want to follow up on some of the suggestions that we received at the ICANN meeting in Copenhagen, like shared DDoS facilities and shared threat intelligence and all that sort of stuff, that will require some work, even though the mailing list itself is like something that's low maintenance. So Jacques, I think you should maybe answer that question.
Yeah. Well, over time, the goal, so an example of this is the DDoS mitigation framework. So part of an obvious observation at the workshop was that there's no common way, there's no framework for all of us to respond to DDoS attack. So I think there's a value to build such a thing that CCTLDs can adopt, and that would be work that needs to get done. And then the more active participant in a committee, the better it is to get something done.
Yeah.
Goes back to the discussion we had earlier. Is the framework within our scope? It's like Fred said, just taking care of the mailing list is not a problem, but we're giving ourselves more work. We're going to do the framework. We're going to do more workshops. So we're finding more work for the ops.
Yeah,
I think what we're doing right now is within our scope, but at some point maybe we have to find another way or maybe extend our scope and find more people to do so.
I'm not quite sure we need more people. One of the fundamental problems that I think we still do have is the trust thing. The main list is only being used for the distribution of the contacts. Basically, besides the fact that we have tried to push content to the list, it's mainly that. I don't want to be the pessimist one, but that's what actually is happening or not happening.
So your proposal?
I doubt that. No. I'm not proposing anything at all. I'm just trying to push a little reality check.
Yeah. So maybe perhaps this would be part of the discussion that we should have in Johannesburg when we meet face to face.
Correct.
So is everyone going to be in Johannesburg next week?
I will be there.
I'll be there.
Yep, I'll be there.
Okay.
Me too. I will be there.
Unfortunately, I will not
be there.
Fred, please.
Yes, I will not be there.
Okay. Abibu, you said something too?
Yeah, I will be there, I said.
Okay. So
are you going there, Warren?
Yep. Yes. Sorry, I said earlier, but I guess it got stopped up.
No. My proposal, Fred, and everyone else, would be to actually have this discussion in Johannesburg. I know that you're not going to be there, Fred, but I think that this kind of lengthy discussions we should have when we meet face-to-face, which is probably more effective.
Oh, sure.
So I made a note of what you said, Fred, and we'll try to incorporate that in the agenda. Okay, so where were we? We were discussing whether Brad should join the standing committee. Did he formally ask to join, Jacques?
Yes.
Okay. So since I'll be stepping out, it's kind of a manpower neutral thing. So I would leave and he would join. I'm just saying. So for me, it's not a problem. But then again, I'll be stepping out. So I think you guys should make a decision on that. How would you propose to proceed, Jacques, with the Brett's membership?
Well, anybody against Brett joining?
Well, an option would be for you to not leave. But
for sure. Initially, I thought he was resigning as a chair, but not as a member.
It's both chair and a member, yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that. Brett
is a well-known member of the DNS community. He's a long-time operator of the WK DNS. He will be mostly welcome, I think so. At least I will welcome him.
Okay.
So plus one for me?
Yep. Plus one.
Yep. Herman?
Plus one.
Okay. Abibu?
That's okay.
Okay. So then I think that we can invite Brad to join the standing committee.
Okay.
Are you going to read?
It's okay for me.
Yes, I will.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, and we mustn't forget to send info to the list mentioning that we're doing that. I'm not quite sure how we word that, but...
Yeah.
It would be sad if we forgot.
And so what Jacques, if you could inform Brett that he's welcome to join if he still wants to, then I will simply include that information in my summary for the TLD Ops community as well as for the CCNZO community.
Okay.
As part of the summary of this call.
Sounds good.
Okay. So action point number 74, which is the doodle for the next call, we did that. And action point 75 is the update of the leaflet. I didn't receive any additional edits, so I sent the document to Kim for translation. Okay, so that were the action points. Then let's proceed with the agenda for the ICANN 59 meeting. So I think that in previous calls we, I think we have, let's say, one standard topic, which is the objective for the next ICANN meeting, so that will be ICANN 60. And I think we just agreed to invite somebody from .cr to join the discussions. And we're going to have this discussion on the DDoS mitigation framework, which is something that we came up with, I think, during our last call. And also we just talked about it before, if, let's say, this is something that we should emphasize or if it's within scope and that sort of stuff. So right now I think we have three topics, the DDoS mitigation framework, objectives, ICANN 60, and let's say the workshop at .cr. Besides the regular stuff like action points and an introduction to TLD ops, that sort of thing. Anything else that we need to include?
No, it looks good for me.
Yep. Okay. So let me make a note there.
Me.
One, two, three. Okay. So then the agenda will look like it usually looks. So until the ops introduction for people who attend the meeting, but we're not actually with the standing committee, action points, operational issues, and then three topics we just talked about, the DDoS mitigation framework, the workshop for the LAC region, and the objectives for ICANN 60, followed by a summary and any other business. Okay?
Aren't you missing what we talked about earlier about the scope for TLDOps?
Yeah, my impression was that this would be part of the DDoS mitigation framework. But I can of course also include a separate topic if you want.
Charter, it should be a charter and DDoS mitigation framework to see if it works.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yep. Making a few more notes so that I don't forget this. All right, so I'll summarize this discussion in the meeting agenda, which I will share on the list after this call.
And okay. I should say objectives for ICANN 60, not objections.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys will need to get used to that Canadian humor.
Sorry,
sure
that was
said.
Humor?
No, that was factual. It's in the notes.
All right, guys, let's proceed. So let's go back to the agenda for today. So we just have the agenda for the ICANN 59 9 meeting. I also sent you a draft of the TLD Ops. A draft of the slides for the CCNSO Members Day, which is on the Tuesday, I believe. So the first few slides are basically the summary you all know. And then on slide number, what is it? I don't have any number in here. The slide that says security alerts and queries. I added, let's say, the two DDoS attacks on .NL that took place back in March. I updated the TLDOps membership stats. I included slide. Can you fast forward, or can I do that? Oh, I can actually do that. Sorry about that, Kim.
Everybody drives their own slides.
Yep. So I added the first line of this table: two DDoS attacks on registries name servers. I updated the statistics. I included this slide with, let's say, the operational update. Kim already sent me the information on the, let's say, which CCTLDs joined and how many updates we received, so that will be part of the next version. And then I have a slide called Standing Committee Results, so the stuff that we did since, you know, Copenhagen, We published the membership update. We shared the summary of the Tuli Ops workshop, did the survey. Did I actually send out the results of the survey? I need to check that. I might have forgotten. Because we discussed a couple of slides during our last call with the main conclusions of the survey, but maybe I forgot to put it on the mailing list, on the Tuli Ops list, that is. I will check that later on. So, and then a few minor updates of the Tuli Ops websites and the mitigation framework that we have been discussing. Objectives for this ICANN meeting that we set at the previous ICANN meeting. So the first one was on organizing a Tuli Ops workshop. We decided not to do that. So it's red on this slide, but I actually proposed that we don't make it red, but just cross it out because we said potentially, and we decided not to use that potential, at least for now, and focus on, let's say, having a Tuli Ops workshop during the A meeting. So that would be in the March time of year. We then did the other two things, share a summary of the workshop and finalize the membership update procedure. And we did not increase to 190, but we increased to 189. So we didn't meet that. Then the objectives for ICANN 60, that's something that we need to discuss on the Monday. And then I have one slide on that Jacques will take over, and that's it. Any feedback on the slides? Anything I missed?
I didn't see the picture slides.
You did not, or you did?
I didn't. No, it's okay.
You can take it out if you want.
No, I like it. I didn't I saw the phone number at the end, so I just skipped.
Okay, so if there is no feedback on the slides, then let's go with the next agenda item, which is the regional workshop. So we're going to propose we skip it here, and we ask somebody from Costa Rica to join the meeting on the Monday, so we can actually discuss it face-to-face with that person. The next item is potential committee member Brett Carr. We already talked about that, so we can also strike that agenda item. So we're moving quickly. And then the last agenda item is a summary for the TLD Ops community and also for the CCNSO community. I basically propose that I suggest that we discuss two things. One is the agenda of the coming meeting, and the other one is that we invited Brett Carr to join the TLD Ops Standing Committee. I think those are the two key points that we talked about today, right?
Yep.
Or did that mean anything? No. I think that's it. Okay. So this one and this one. Include in summary. All right. So we got that covered. And that brings us to the last agenda item, which is any other business. Fred, anything else you want to discuss today?
No, Christian.
Okay. Jock?
Nope.
Erwin?
Nope.
Abigail?
Thank you.
Nope.
Warren?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
I don't.
No.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I don't have anything to add myself either. So with that, I think we are done with this call. And I'll be seeing you guys, at least most of you guys, next Monday in Johannesburg. Okay.
8 o'clock.
Safe travels.
We'll be there.
All right.
Welcome to Africa.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Safe to see you guys. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.